T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The ultimate football team.
The ultimate football show.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Hour
on Sports Radio WEEI.
The most comprehensive, in-depth presentation anywhere concerning fantasy football. The Fantasy Football Hour is brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Window dealer. By Moxie Soda. By Gould's Distinctive Clothing. And by Atlantic Power Cleaning. The fun and games starts now.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson.
All right, good morning, everybody. Sunday, week 14. It's playoff time.
I'm not getting the sound again.
Playoff time here for fantasy football and seasonal. Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson. We got Pete? All right, Eamon's working on getting Pete up. We'll get him up soon. We've got lots of stuff for you this Fantasy Football Hour. Hopefully you're listening and you are in the playoffs, which is great stuff for your seasonal leagues. And we've got plenty of DFS stuff. Pete put an article up yesterday on WEI.com with the top starts of the week and kind of walking the slate, which we'll do together as the show progresses. We'll do our locks of the week, thanks to our friends at Craftmaster Hardware. And we're going to get into some Pats Chiefs. We've got a big game. Got a big game on at 4 o'clock. It'll be the game of the week, at least for the AFC side of the field. And excited about that one. A little worried about it, to be honest with you, with our Patriots. There is some fantasy action to talk about in that one as well, which we'll get to. I'm going to kind of start it out just going around the league with the news that hit last night. And there's a lot hit on Saturday. Here are the guys that are out. So if you've got lineups getting ready to get set, make sure you don't have any of these guys in. Le'Veon Bell is
out. I saw you there.
Oh, there he goes.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Every time we have a little WSBK technical difficulties, I get right into the news and up you pop. So,
sorry about that.
It's okay. Good job by Eamon getting him back up.
Eamon's the man.
Yep, good to have him back.
Good job by Pete, too.
Yep.
Eamon's also the guy who filled in for you last year. Like when I think I was on like minute 20 talking alone. I'm like, Eamon, say something.
I had your back.
Yeah. You did. That was fun, actually.
This is good, man. It's week 14. It's playoff time. And I caught a little bit of your DFS pod yesterday. The best part about hearing that is...
That was one.
Well, I only had a couple hours to spare. But,
yeah. Hey, I didn't want to short people, you know?
No, but
it's better to do too much than not enough.
But the thing I wanted to hit is, I'm seeing it on Twitter, and I'm already seeing it on the text line at 37937, and I heard it yesterday on your pod, is that listenership is up, which means our listeners are in the playoffs, which is good stuff.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yep.
I mean, it's weird. Normally, every year, and it's just math, right? In fantasy, half the people get knocked out week 13, and generally, your numbers, you know, dip somewhere around 40, 50%. But yeah, our numbers went up. It's great.
That's
really
good.
Exciting.
Yeah,
we're just happy for our people. I know that we've got a lot of people in the playoffs. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the usual suspects on Twitter are hitting with questions, and you know they get longer and longer and harder and harder.
But you know what? Look,
we've got you back.
Yeah, one thing think of, when you're looking at your decisions this week, just remember a couple things. First of all, we're all on tilt. I'm on tilt. I got a whole bunch of tough decisions. They're hard to make.
Yeah.
You start second guessing yourself. It's common. We all do it. The thing, what I would think about if I were you guys and you're out there and it's like you're looking at two different guys, you don't know what to do. Just remember, you're still playing. Half your league is out and they all wish they were you, you know?
Yeah.
Don't forget about that. You're doing well. You've made a lot of decisions to get here that were good decisions. Just keep going with the same gut that got you to where you are now. And there's a good shot you're going to get knocked out today. There's a good shot you're going to win. And, you know, there's nothing we can do to control it. So just make the best decision. Remember that you're ahead of the pack. Half your league's already dead. You had a good year. And just make good, clean decisions.
That's it. And the thing I want to hit on this in terms of the decisions is, and you hit this with, I think it was Rich Rebar, Lord Reeves in a podcast, but was that the one you did on
Lord
tilt
Reeves
with him?
Lord Reeves is the best.
Yeah, but there was one that you did kind of like about when you're making decisions when you're tilting. And,
oh, that was Sammy Reed.
Oh, Sammy Reed.
Also amazing.
Okay.
And Sammy's a pro poker player, which is why we brought him in.
Yeah.
Because he's like he knows how to keep his brain straight when there's craziness going on.
Yeah, no doubt. So
he's actually been he was on the pro poker tour with that guy who got caught cheating.
Oh no!
So
kidding.
He was in live hands against that guy when he was cheating. I was reading his article about it. It was so. I mean, that imagine the tilt factor in something like that.
Sure. But here's the takeaway I took from that, which is like, you know, and I'm inclined to do this too, is like you look at your lineup long enough and you just look at it and then you start questioning what you've done. And my advice would be
paralysis by analysis.
Yeah, if you've made a decision, unless something new has come up, and there is some stuff new that's come up that I'll get to.
Yeah.
Then there's really no need to switch. You're tilting yourself to make a switch. So.
Right. That's a good point. Something new. Or look, sometimes you keep going through your process and a light can go off.
Yeah.
And you can realize like, oh, wait a minute. You know what? I think this is a better move. If that's your organic process, then definitely do that. But like you say, if you're just staring at a screen and no material changes are going on, no new information, no new things you've unearthed in your process, then you're probably just, as they say, thinking long, so you're thinking wrong.
Yeah, like on the golf course. And so,
right.
You know, and there's also...
The golf course is a good example.
Yeah, there's also decisions you're going to make.
You stare at that putt for how long?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You start seeing breaks that aren't there.
Right. So one of the things is you got to come to grips with some of your decisions are really tough ones. You know, you're going to leave points on your bench. It's, you know, you got to kind of go with your gut. So we get a lot of questions that come in like, should I play this guy or this guy? Look, they might both eat a lot. So if you can only get one in, come to grips with the fact that you're going to have some points on your bench.
Well, that's the other thing. Look, you built a good bench. Don't let it become, you know, they say oftentimes, you know, perfection is the enemy of good, right?
Yep.
Don't let that happen with your bench. You built a great bench. Don't let it become a problem. Yeah, you're going to leave points on your bench. Yeah, somebody on your bench, when it's all said and done, should have been in your lineup. There is no way to avoid that other than just happening to get lucky. Make the best decisions based on your inventory and let the chips fall. That's all you can do.
Yeah, no doubt. And so the texts will come in at 37937. They already are. We'll hit those, help you make the best lineup decisions you can. And then also plenty of DFS stuff. It's a really interesting slate this week. Tough decisions.
It was interesting when I did my pod yesterday, Jim, but it got, you know, it's sort of ironic. I spent the whole day getting that pod ready. I mean, I grinded that thing.
Yep.
And then I think it was 29 minutes after I dropped the thing, released it, Bilal Powell becomes, you know, a big thing.
The
Jets rule the guy with the flu out, which never happens, right?
Well, the thing is, like, you know, we see illnesses all the time, particularly this time of year, but usually that's not what keeps them out. There's usually something else, an ankle,
does,
a hammy, you know?
And if it does, usually we find out day of. Like, I didn't expect the Jets to rule out Bell
a day early.
Saturday afternoon.
Right.
I expected them to be like, well, we're going to give him fluids. We'll see how he's doing Sunday morning. But they rule him out Saturday. So I'm like, okay. That changes things a little because now we have Bilal Powell sitting there at 3,500 units. And that's really tough to avoid.
Yeah.
Avoid putting him in your lineup.
Well, there's some guys you want to get in that have high-level costs. So he's a cost saver all of a sudden.
Well, here's the thing with Powell. And I think our listening audience, be very careful of this, especially if you're on Twitter and stuff. There's going to be a lot of Bilal Powell buzz, but it's DFS buzz, okay? In DFS, he's 3,500 units, and he's a good bet to get double-digit touches.
He's gonna
pay off really easily. A lot of people are going to be excited about Bilal Powell. That excitement does not necessarily apply to your situation. If you've got a solid flex play in there, a good one, 50% shot, that's a better play than Bilal Powell. So, you know, Bilal Powell is not quite an RB2 this week. You know, he could smash, but the thing is, it's the Jets, and we don't know what they're going to do. Ty Montgomery is there, too. It could be an even split. So, you know, Powell is looking anywhere between, like, 10 and 20 touches. So, you know, you have to sort of value him that way. You have to be prepared for, like, a 10-touch day where Montgomery's in there, too. You know, this guy didn't just become the guy you have to get in your lineup.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there are some texts that have come in at 37937 that are actually asking about Powell. So
that's what everybody's going to be asking.
Yeah, they hit on the nose. And one of them I'll hit right now, which is 508, Powell or Ronald Jones, Rojo, in a half-point PPR.
I'd go with Powell because I think the matchup's a lot better, and I think it's a similar situation. The thing is, Rojo's on the outs with his coach. I think it's very possible Rojo outperforms Powell, but there's no way to predict it.
Mm.
I think the odds on Powell being iced are really low. Like, you know, the coaching staff likes Bilal Powell. Everybody likes Bilal Powell.
Yeah, he's been a good player for you for a long time.
He's a good, solid Jet. Everybody knows him. Everybody trusts him. You know, I'd be really surprised if he didn't get half the juice. You know, and if he got all of it, it wouldn't shock me or anything. So, like, the way to play Powell is you play him as a strong flex. And then if you get the upside, great.
Yeah.
But he cannot be counted on to be more than a strong flex.
Yeah, and neither could Jones in that scenario.
I'm sorry, on that question, give me it again.
It was Rojo or Bilal Powell.
I would go Powell. yeah. with Rojo. I would. But it's not a no-brainer, you know?
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say on that with Powell in the Jets game is, like, you mentioned it, the Jets can jet, but the Dolphins can dolphin, too. Like, you know, so, I mean, it really...
Well, this could be a thing where each one is trying to outblank the other.
Well, exactly. So it's interesting. There are a lot of questions coming in. I've got them all week about Darnold or about Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, both very playable. And things are looking really good in this game for the Dolphins. Like, you know, Jamal Adams, the safety for the Jets.
He's
doubtful with an ankle. So if you're like a Mike Gesicki guy or a Devontae Parker guy, fire him up. The only caution flag I put up is Ryan Fitzpatrick could throw 5 touchdowns today. He could throw 5 picks today. You just don't know what you're going to get. Now, he's playing pretty well this season. You know, give him credit. But you just never know when that's going to flip. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the Jets – I think it's a low probability that the Jets cause that. Maybe Fitzpatrick goes Fitzpatrick on his own.
Yeah, I don't think he needs help.
Yeah. You know, the Jets, you know, causing these unforced errors I don't think is as, you know, likely. Their scheme is very risky. When they don't get there, they're hugely exposed. I mean, the Jets really play the wrong scheme for the talent they have, but, you know. What do you expect? It's the Jets.
Right.
So, you know, what the Jets are going to do, they're going to be very aggressive. If Greg Williams is dialing it up, if he sort of has his finger on the pulse, they'll wreck the Dolphins. But if it's the typical inconsistent stuff that we've seen all year, when Fitzpatrick's not getting waylaid, he's going to be attacking downfield.
Yep.
And the Jets don't. Especially without Adams, I mean, they're just vulnerable.
That's a big miss and a big hurt for the Jets. So
we've talked about it in the past. What they do with Adams is, if somebody starts going off, they sick Adams on the guy. So, like, I wouldn't, like, even if Adams is healthy, Gesicki have a good first quarter, first half, but then you won't see him again for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So now, if Gesicki starts going off, he might just keep going off.
Yep. So. And the two I want on the Dolphins side of the field there are Gesicki and Parker. You know, they're in fire-up mode.
Not real interested in anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Because everyone
Even our Laird.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an okay play. Laird's like a...
Fine.
Yeah, he's like a flex.
Yeah, he's fine. I see the text coming in. We will hit them as it rolls through. But what also caught me when you were doing the DFS pod is just, like, you know, the slate, it's laden with decisions. So, but I want to kind of hit that. Just kind of update everyone on what's happening out there so that you know. So Adam Thielen is looking doubtful with a hammy.
He's out.
Yeah,
he's pretty much out.
Pretty much out.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to play him if he was in.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you got to be careful in that game, too. That doesn't necessarily mean good news for Stephon Diggs owners, you know, because he did a whole lot of nothing on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to play Diggs, but, yeah, I'm not playing him in DFS. I'm not paying that price.
No, I wouldn't either. What's he like? He's over $7,000, right?
I think he's, I don't even have him
76.
On my list. I think he was $7,400.
Yeah,
it might have been 76.
Yep. And then for Houston, Will Fuller is not expected to go with a hammy. He would be.
Yeah, and of course, I'm playing a guy who had to play Kenny Stills. He didn't have a choice, and now Stills is a good
that
guy.
That helps him.
This
yeah.
is my season, by yeah. the way.
it's fantasy.
Like, all my teams are scoring points. It just doesn't seem to matter sometimes.
Yeah, look, it's fantasy. You know, it's like, yeah. I always
hey,
say.
By the way, Hack.
Yo.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but. While it's on my mind, because it'll leave my mind and then I'll forget to say it. You have a bye in the Beantown Brawl, my friend.
I do. Yep. I had a good season. I had a good late rush in that league and good team. That's a tough league, so I'm happy to be in that position. The funny thing is, the best thing about that is you and I got the two byes. And so
I was about
to
say, you're going to give me
the... Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to slap me on the back now, Hack. Come on, don't leave me hanging.
You got the one, I got the two. But the best was the message board. It's like, well, I guess we should start listening at 8 a.m. On Sunday.
That was really funny, actually. Who is that, the fantasy engineer?
I think it was.
Is that Kevin?
Yeah,
that was really funny.
That was good. But no, well done on that for you
we'll
as
take
well.
It.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
Yeah, so it's nice to have a bye.
Hey, the Beantown Brawl, the draft happens in the EEI boardroom. Why shouldn't the two EEI guys be
exactly?
At the top?
Yeah,
it's karma.
We were
it's
right.
Certainly not skill.
No, pure luck.
Yeah, I don't think I outskilled Pat Thorman. I don't think that happened.
Yeah, he's pretty good. So from ETR.
Thorman's team is nasty, by the way. I hope you have to play.
No way. No way.
When Kevin's like, we're receding, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I have a shot not to play Thorman.
I decided not to respond to that one. All right, some other things. So Will Fuller, probably a no-go. Hammy not expected. This was kind of interesting. So how about Odell Beckham Jr.? Looks like he's been playing through a sports hernia, just breaking.
Yeah, I ranted on that.
I saw you.
I'm so sick of the NFL. They're just awful.
Yep.
Football's great. The NFL needs a lot of work.
Yep.
You know, the amazing thing about the article is Rappaport doesn't ever say, like, wow, this is, they never said this. You know, he just goes, well, this has been going on for a while.
Right.
I thought, you should know. Yeah, we should have known, like, 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, to me, the story is that there was no story up until now. That's the
right.
story.
Well, the story is that they're sitting there going, he's got a hip, he's got a groin, when he's got a hernia.
Yep.
I don't know.
That's a bigger deal.
I'm really sick of the NFL. Listen, lies of omission are still lies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're out
I'm
there.
So sick of this. I know I'm one of the few people ranting about it, but I missed the probable tag, and I'm sick of NFL teams lying to us.
Yeah, probable was a nice thing to have. You know, the funny thing is that you still have doubtful. You know what I mean? You've got like all these guys I'm saying now. Thielen, Fuller, they're doubtful guys, but you don't. But probable's gone. But anyway, so he's in. But
they don't tell you what's going on.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so many of these players where we found out the truth of the injury. You know, when they finally go on IR, and it's just lame.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. So, but in that game, now he's an imminently playable game as all the Browns, you know, at home against the Bengals, right? So the only thing you got really happening.
I got no problem playing Beckham this week. I'm not taking him out of my lineup.
No, no, hell no.
He's been playing with it. This is where he's at.
Yeah. You know,
maybe this explains why he's been sort of meh on some level. You know, the thing is, I watched Beckham's routes last week. I went back and watched all of them. They looked pretty good. So, on some level, this could be the Browns with some excuse making, which underscores the problem.
Yeah, and that might not necessarily be his issue. I think you hit it in the DFS pod. Like they're not getting Mayfield's not getting a whole lot of time to throw.
No.
You know what I mean?
And that affects you in a direct way, and it's also affecting the clock in his head.
Yes.
So even when he has time, sometimes he's rushing it out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because he's been hit early way too many times. I mean, that's how quarterbacks' minds work. It's not their fault.
Yeah. It's
we've seen it with Tom Brady in the last couple of years when he's getting hit too much. You see that ball just it's coming out quicker.
Yeah, well,
I mean it's a survival tactic. It's human nature.
His issue now isn't that. His issue now is the more you see unopened receivers, the more inclined you are just to throw it in the ground, which is what
there's
was
that
doing
too.
Sunday.
And you know Rodgers gets a lot of flack for that.
Yeah,
you know, just like
they've looked very similar.
I'm not forcing this in. I'm just throwing it at somebody's feet or I'm throwing it over their head. I'm not taking the delay of game or anything, but. You know, excuse me, the intentional grounding.
Yeah,
You can with Rodgers in particular. You and I talked about this early in the season. Not only does he do that, but you can see the disgust.
Oh, he does it with a scowl. He does it with a scowl.
Yeah,
I mean, Red Sox fans would relate it. Patriots fans would know because they're probably Red Sox fans. They could relate it to Derek Lowe when it wasn't going well for Derek Lowe. Boy, did you know?
As Chris Elliott once said, that's the same look my dad gave me when I told him I wanted to be a ventriloquist.
Get a life reference.
Get a life reference.
Great show.
0.5% of our audience laughed on that.
Yeah, it was a niche show, but if you liked it,
that was such a great show.
Well, it was a great show.
It was made for gas heads like you.
Yes. So some other things just happened around the league. I want to hit. So Josh Jacobs, and you know, for the Raiders, he's a game time decision. But
that is so brutal.
If I'm the Raiders, I don't play him. And one of the reasons is that Trent Brown's out. Now that's a big deal. You know what I mean? We know his value here in New England.
Well, that would be a reason to play him, though, right?
You think?
Okay, if you're Carr and you lose your pounding back and your protection on your backside, that's not fun at all.
No.
So, I mean, look, you know, this is another one of those situations where, you know, it seems like reality television. He's got a broken shoulder. You know what? What's really the injury? Because if he had a broken shoulder, he wouldn't be playing.
Right, he wouldn't be on
the
report.
So this is one of those things where it's like technically they call it a fracture, but there's no way he's got like pieces of bones in his shoulder.
He would be a game time decision. There's
right.
no way.
So it's another one of these injuries where they call it something. It's not fully explained. It's like when they say it's a he's got a broken back, and it's like, you know, a tiny fracture, one of those little bones extend. You know,
a broken back implies you're laying on your stomach.
Right.
On a,
when I hear
on a
someone's got a broken
board.
Back, yeah. I make plans for the funeral.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So this is another one of those things where when they say the injury, you're terrified. But then when you think about it, you're like, well, if that's what it sounds like, he'd be on IR.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what the deal with Jacobs is. It sounds like one of these pain tolerance issue things.
So that's a 4:25 game.
Which
hurts. A lot of 1 o'clock today.
That's the problem.
Yep.
You need to be, if you've got Jacobs, you need to figure out what you're going to do. You either need to figure out if you can pick up Jacobs or Rashard or Washington. Mm. So you have a guy to put in, or you have to be able to get Jacobs into your flex so you can use somebody from your bench who's in a late game, or you have to think hard about maybe pulling him.
Yeah. And you've only got, so there's quote unquote 4 4:00 games, but one of them is 4:05. The Raiders are 4:25. So you really only have a couple other options there. So
hopefully, all of that 4 o'clock information should break before those games start. So hopefully you've got that information. But I mean, look around. You know, unless who is floating around there at the running back position who you want to play who isn't already in someone's starting lineup.
Right.
You know, unless for some reason you're in a short league and Darwin Thompson might be available. Mm.
Or something like Powell, that. As we talked at the top of the show, is probably
Powell's going at one.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, I was in your 4 o'clock.
Oh, you're talking at the
scenario.
4 o'clock, gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, the Pats running backs, they're all rostered. And, you know, so it's you're probably going to have to get them in your flex and pull off, like, some mediocre receiver kind of move. So
you can maybe get a little lucky with
to your
Burkhead.
Point, Jim, if you can pick up Powell and play him, that might be the move versus waiting till you have less choices at the 4 o'clock hour. You know, definitely look long and hard at your early options, because remember, even if Jacobs plays, he's at risk of, like, after his fifth carry being like, you know, no joy.
Yeah, well, if he's got a broken shoulder, as they're saying, then that's that would be problematic,
right?
One would think. One guy you could pivot to, maybe, depending upon how deep your league is Burkhead, you know, going against the Chiefs.
That's the position you're going to be in, is guys like Burkhead.
Yeah, he's being criminally underplayed by the Patriots, to me.
I don't really disagree. I guess the reason would be why. There's probably a reason.
I think we talked about it, thousands of times.
And by the way, the Raiders are 6-6. It's not like they have nothing to play for.
Yeah, they're in it.
Right. So, like, you know, for people wondering why would they put Jacobs out there, I think there's like a subconscious thing in all of our minds, like the Raiders stink. But the reality is they're 6-6. If they win this week, they're still in it.
Yeah. No, look, they are very much in it. I mean, it's unrealistic, but if you just look at it,
not going to get in. We know that.
Yeah, but how their coach has to look at it, he looks at it as the only two back from the Chiefs for the division. You know what I mean? Which clearly isn't going to happen. But that's how they're looking at it in the locker room. You know what I mean?
Totally agree. Yeah. The Raiders have to lean in. If Jacobs has a air quote broken shoulder that's really a pain tolerance issue, they're going to want to try. So,
yeah. Another guy, 4:25, Eamon just kind of popped in as you were talking. Is, you know, you could look at the Steelers, you could look at Jalen Samuels or Benny Snell if they're out there. But, less attractive.
Yeah, the odds on Snell being available are pretty low at
this
point.
Yeah, he's the lead back.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in there for a couple days. But yeah, I mean, to Eamon's point, if Snell is available, even if you don't have a problem with Jacobs, just pick up Snell.
Just go get him,
Otherwise, someone will pick him up and start him against you. Clear out all the good players that are on the waiver wire like that.
Yep, yeah, no question about it. So there's a lot of text humming in, and we're going to...
I put in a bid on Powell last night just because I thought the guy I'm playing today might pick him up and use him against me. I didn't get him. Someone else actually got him. They had more money than me, but I didn't want to not at least put in a bid and then find out the other guy got him with a zero bid and, you know...
That's the kind of fun part
Me being asleep at the switch is what costs me a game. That's not going to happen.
That's part of the fun part of being in the playoffs and doing the waiver stuff. Is it's like not always just fortifying your roster, but, you know, playing gotcha to your potential opponents.
I'd say it's 60-40. I mean, my moves are probably 60% for me, 40% against my opponent.
Yeah, those are fun. Yesterday, I got a little lucky in one where I was kind of hoping a guy would be called out. And he was Gerald Everett, because I've got plenty of tight ends. And I'm like, I was just looking at it. It's the one league I play in where we still have a kicker. And I'm like, do I want a backup kicker? I really don't want a backup kicker. But, like, I know for a fact if I didn't take him, my guy would go down. So I just, you know, put a late claim on him in a deep league. And, whatever, I got a backup kicker. But you play those little games around playoff time, which is kind of fun on the waiver wire. So kickers
less fun. That didn't sound fun to me.
Kickers aren't fun at all. I think you picked one up, too, if I noticed.
Yeah, but I didn't spend any time on the show telling anybody it was fun. I just did it and shut up about it.
Did I say fun? I meant unfun.
Sorry, I'm just...
That's okay. So a couple things...
Jim, if you enjoy it, that's all that really
matters. Absolutely. So a couple just quick things to hit just before we break, and I really want to spend a lot of time on the text. So you know this, Powell in, Bell out, T.Y. Hilton out, Juju out, James Conner out, A.J. Green out, Paul Richardson out, Trey Quinn out, Matt Stafford obviously out, Greg Olson out, Adam Humphries, you might not know that, out.
You know, for what it's worth, while you're hitting it, I'm sorry to cut you off, but Quinn and Richardson out, that bumps McLaurin up, I'd say, a couple spots.
A little bit. Scary to play him this week, though.
Yeah,
you know, no quarterback there.
Just a couple spots, but it's worth noting.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just talked about Josh Jacobs' game time decision. You got Trent Brown out, left tackle out there. Hunter Renfro out. For the Pats, on the other side of the field.
Hunter Renfro out lifts Waller, by the way.
Yes, it does. And Waller's been a little absent the last couple weeks, but...
Renfro's emergence hurt Waller. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt. Take it under the underneath snap.
Which makes you wonder sometimes. It's like, do you guys really want to hurt that player to get Hunter Renfrow.
They've got...
Maybe it's me.
Yeah, well, no, I'm with you. The Raiders have two legitimate skill stars there. Right. It's
or
Waller
maybe,
and Jacobs.
Maybe set up some route design where Hunter Renfrow and Waller can both run free and do good things.
Yeah.
Like, your route design shouldn't make one player kill another, but it sort of seems like it did.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So he's out. And then for the Patriots on defense, you know, no Damian, no Darrell. The Williamses for Kansas City are both
yeah.
out. Which,
finally, we're going to have an evolutionary week.
Yeah, so that helps the Pats. I think it's going to be a tough road to haul. I did get that.
Just wondering.
And then just as I mentioned, Gerald Everett for the Rams is out, so you can fire up Tyler Higbee happily. And then on Monday night, no Danny Dimes and no Evan Engram. So
yeah,
the return of Eli.
The Danny Dimes part is bad. The Evan Engram part is bad for me personally, but I think it's really good for the other Giant receivers. Like if you were leaning on Slayton or Golden Tate or Sterling Shepard,
it's too bad.
The Ingram being out is a good thing for you.
Yeah, but it's too bad with Manning. That's.
I don't think Manning necessarily hurts. You know, Danny Dimes. You know, he was all right. He's better for fantasy than he was for reality.
Sure.
He was good for Slayton. I don't know how great he was for everybody else. I think Slayton, you could make an argument, didn't have a relationship with Manning.
Mm.
So you could make an argument, I think, that in Slayton's case, maybe Manning hurts him. My take on that is, you know, Eli's not a moron. You know, I mean, he's been watching the last however many weeks he's been on the sidelines, and he's seen all the big plays Slayton has made, and
yeah.
Slayton's a rookie who's been coming on. So, I think Manning will be like, yeah, I want to target that guy. So I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
But there's, you know, it's a legitimate thing to bring up. But, you know, when it comes to Shepard, he and Manning are simpatico.
Yep. Yeah, he should be. They've been there a long time playing together. Yeah. And that's before Shepard was getting all those concussions, too. So he was actually on the field catching passes from him.
Yeah,
so that's
Shepard
fair.
Made it through a game. He took a couple hits that I saw, so I'm feeling more comfortable with him. I still don't think the Giants should be letting him play. But, you know, I don't feel afraid to start Sterling Shepard.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to trend, and then we're going to spend a lot of time on your text because it's go week, first week of the playoffs. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the Fantasy Football Hour. Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, let's get back into it. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson, the Fantasy Football Hour here on WEEI. Week 14, playoff time, baby. We're going to hit them. Before we hit your texts, we got a bunch. We're going to do our locks of the week. Pete's got some great DFS stuff. He's got a DFS pod up at rodobon.com, and he's got the article on weei.com. So let's do our lock of the week. It's brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, security hardware, and locksmith supplies for your business at craftmasterhardware.com. Pete, what do you got?
As usual, man, I didn't prepare at all for Lock of the Week.
That's so okay.
I'm going to have to think about
it. You know. I'll start if you want to stew a little bit.
The word lock always sort of disturbs me. It reminds me of those guys who used to be on like Sunday morning TV who would like sell their locks of the week.
Remember that?
And
the phone
numbers?
Like,
well, it's like, dude, if it was a lock, you wouldn't be telling anybody about it, you know? I'm going to tell you what. My lock of the week is going to be McCaffrey.
Yeah, well, that's a really good one.
Yeah, and I mean, look, obviously he's a lock. I mean, that's sort of a lame pick on some ways. But what I'm saying, to the extent that if you can get him in your DFS lineup, even at 10-3, I'd do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I'm going to go back to a game that we talked about.
And if you want a cheap lock, I'm going to go Joe Mixon.
Since he Cleveland.
Just if anybody's out there going, Pete has no guts, Joe Mixon.
Since lock. He has to do something, I'm going to throw two locks down in the same game, one we were talking about before we broke, which is Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki against the Jets. I think that Jamal Adams injury really opens things up. So
that's
let's
bold.
Just hoping that Fitzpatrick is Fitzmagic and not Fitztragic, and I should be okay with that.
So I'm going to take a guess, and I want you to be honest.
Yes.
I'm going to say that you have Parker in a lineup somewhere this week.
I do.
And you have Gesicki somewhere in a lineup.
I've got Gesicki on my bench in two. I'm actually. We can talk about this. I've got a Tyler.
I'm pretty close.
I've got a Tyler Higbee Gesicki.
I know you like I know my kids.
Oh, no question, no question. But I have that childlike characteristic as well.
You're so cherubic.
But I do actually. You know, I'm leaning towards Tyler Higbee. I was waiting for the Gerald Everett news to be official last night. Who isn't playing?
Right.
I'm not chasing points from last week. Higbee against Arizona.
You might be.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure.
But Seattle's
Let's
not.
Let's talk when the games
Seattle's
are.
Seattle's not great against the tight end either, right? They'll give some points up to Higbee. So
no, but it's different than like Seattle's a good tight end matchup. Arizona is rainmaking territory.
Yes, yeah.
It's like it's a different thing.
Yeah,
you know, like Arizona's like we don't even call it the matchup anymore on fantasy Twitter. It's called the flowchart matchup. It's right. Just undeniable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we'll stop because we've done the Arizona tight end matchup like every week for the last month. Everybody's heard, but it really is remarkable.
It is. No, they stink. They don't even consider it. And by the way, they don't use their own either. So I mean, it's
yeah. Maybe they don't defend them in practice, so they don't know how to defend.
They don't know what to do.
Game.
All right, let's get to
that's not necessarily an impossible theory. That actually could have something. To do
I
with
might
it.
Pivot. I might go with my own lock and throw Gesicki in there over Higbee and
it's
one.
It's a tough call.
It is a tough call. It's close. What would you do?
I would probably go Gesicki. But it's close.
It is close. All
trust
right.
your gut, Hack.
I will. I'm gonna. Yeah, keep my own advice from the first.
Are you playing me in this matchup?
No, you avoided me on a couple of playoff scenarios where you got to choose. So
yeah. I didn't want that kind of tension on our show.
All right, let's get some. Text
I didn't want to have to do the show alone in week 16.
Well played. All right, this one came up on my Twitter feed at WEI Hacksaw, which is Dallas Goedert or Jacob Hollister. I understand the question because Hollister's a good target for Seattle.
Yes.
I would play Goedert.
I'd play Goedert too. They've got, you know, more dinged up receivers, and you know if you look at the matchup, you know it really works for Goedert. So
go ahead. I like him as that sneaky end zone play. You know what I mean? I do think Philly's going to be able to move the ball, and I like him down at the goal line. So
yeah, I mean, part of me wants to say, you know, Philly really needs this game.
They've needed this game every game this year.
Thank you. That's exactly where I was going. Yeah. It's like, but that really hasn't held up very well for Dallas or Philadelphia. I mean, if one of them wins a game, they're going to win the division. It's getting crazy.
Yep.
This is becoming like one of those fantasy divisions where everybody in the league is going, why do we use divisions?
You right. know? Yeah, I've got more points than this guy. I've got more wins than this guy. Why right. is he in me out?
There are teams all over the NFL looking at the NFC East going, are you freaking kidding me?
I know.
It's like that old Lovitz thing back in the 80s. I can't believe I'm losing this guy.
Right. He's Mike Dukakis. That's great. Right. All right, a couple more. Let's get rolling. So 413, quarterback question, Tannehill or Jared Goff? That would have sounded silly last year. I'm going to tell you Tannehill on that one.
Yeah, I think in this case, I agree. I think Tannehill for floor.
Yep.
You know, the only way you play Goff is if you think you really need a big game. I think that his game has a little bit more of a shootout potential.
Yes.
So maybe he's got some more ceiling, but I think Tannehill gives you the floor.
He does. He's playing great.
Right.
I mean, he's playing
I
really
think
well.
If this week played out 100 times, Tannehill would be better than Goff 60.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree. 413, Devin Singletary or Sony Michel. That's a sneaky one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd play Singletary, but it's not a clean decision.
Well, here's the thing. If the Patriots are going to do anything today, they're going to need Sony Michel. So if you think, I mean, I know what you're saying.
I don't know if that's true, though.
I think they have to be able
to
run.
I absolutely know what you're saying.
Yeah, I guess I can't see them doing anything if they can't run the football against the Chiefs. I honestly,
well,
you
that,
know.
They definitely have to run the ball, but I moved Brady up in my rankings because of this, so I might as well say it. But the more I looked at that game, the more I'm like, you know what the Patriots really need to do?
Spread it out.
They need to be the team with the football. The more often today the Patriots can be the team that's holding the football, the better. And it wouldn't surprise me if Belichick and company said, you know what? Yeah, we're going to run, but we're going to do a lot of no huddle. We're going to keep them moving. We're not going to let them substitute. We're going to let Brady control the pace of the game, complete passes, hold the football. We're going to use that word again, Jim. We're going to matriculate today.
Right.
We're going to hammer Edelman. We're going to hammer White. We're going to do what you said. We're going to use Burkhead, and we're going to keep the football. And if it's long drives that terminate in punts and field goals, it's okay as long as we're getting first downs.
Moving the chains.
Yeah.
It's like my article. I had the diagram of the draw play.
The
draw play.
A million times we've been wrong trying to guess what Belichick's going to do. But the more I looked at this thing, and I spent like an hour like, man, this game's interesting. But I just feel like when they look at the Chiefs and they look at their defense and they're going to say, we can defend this team as long as we don't get gassed. So I think they're going to play to that. Mm. They're going to say, let's hold the football. Let's score what we can. Let's make sure our defense is still our defense in the last third of the game.
I'm more interested. I think you piqued up my interest in the game. I will say,
it's just my guess, man. Look, it's, you know what? It's become a lot of fun to do this because the Patriots are so
unpredictable,
blank and interesting.
Yeah.
You know? So why not try?
So it's Singletary against the Ravens or Sony against the Chiefs. So
I would go Singletary. Singletary's got 70% of a gig. You know, sometimes you just got to say volume is what really matters.
Yeah.
And
that's true because you've got White out there and you've got Burkhead out there. Probably a safe choice.
Right. That's, you know, look, if you want to go match up and play for upside, you go Sony because Sony's got a shot at like double scores.
Hmm.
But if he doesn't, and you're in a league that's like 0.5 or full PPR,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
Well, last week you had 10 carries.
By the way, did they indicate PPR or non-PPR?
They did not. I'll take a look.
Non-PPR, it's a coin flip. I think in PPR you go Singletary.
Yeah, it's good. It's probably a good bet. The other thing, too, is, you know, Sony actually was gaining some yardage last week, to make your point. 10 carries, 45 yards, 4.5 a carry, but they only got 10 carries. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the volume's definitely going to go to Singletary.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you think the Patriots are dropping 4 touchdowns today, you play Sony.
Yep.
You know, so it's really, I think, as you think the Patriots will go, that's where your faith should be relative to Sony.
Yep. All right, a couple more.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hit as many of these as we can. 207, he needs one of these two. Terry McLaurin or Tyrell Williams in PPR.
I'm sorry, Jim, you fuzzed out on me.
Terry McLaurin, we both love, but don't like Washington's passing situation.
That's fair.
Tyrell Williams, you know, going against the Titans in PPR.
Okay. I'd play McLaurin. I just think McLaurin's got crazy ceiling at the very least.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what Tyrell Williams is. He's touchdown dependent and inconsistent.
Tyrell Williams' value comes up, you know, a little bit with Renfro out, but I think his value gets hurt as an outside receiver with the left tackle out. So I think that's sort of a wash. I mean, Tyrell Williams' specialty is big plays downfield.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough with Brown out. Brown's, you know, pass protection, he's really good.
He's real good. And we saw it here. What a difference. You know, and young Isaiah Wynn's playing well. But that was, I mean, you didn't even have to think about the left side of the pocket for Brady last year with Trent Williams. Trent Brown, you didn't have to think about it at all.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. We might have answered this question already, but it's an interesting coin flip. 7-7-4 in a PPR format. I think we both agreed after kind of talking about it that Devin Singletary is a good play. But this is Devin Singletary over Philip Lindsay, who tends to eat in PPR. Tough one.
Philip Lindsay tends to eat in PPR?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
They've actually been throwing more to Freeman, believe it or not, which is sort of odd that the bigger back gets the passing down role. But it's sort of counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But so Singletary versus
Lindsay.
I would go Lindsay.
I think I'd go Lindsay there.
I like his volume better because Freeman's been banged up the last couple of weeks, even though Freeman's been actually playing the same amount of snaps.
Yeah.
Lindsay's been getting all the touches.
I also think with Drew Locke there could be some dump offs to Lindsay too.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Drew Lock. It's, you know, the Drew Lock thing is odd. I
mean, he's concerning.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I would say relatively enthused with what I saw last week. But I mean, clearly we've got a guy who's learning on the job.
Yep.
What's your gut on that one?
I'm taking Lindsey.
Yeah.
I don't love Devin Singletary against the Ravens. You know, I just. Yeah.
I'm on Lindsey, but I'm playing Lindsey in two leagues, so I don't want that to be part of my answer.
Yeah.
You know, I've got Lindsey 19. You know, that's where I've got him, so I definitely like him this week.
Texans have a little wind at their back coming off, you know, their defense coming after a big win against the Patriots, but I do think Lindsey can get some room against them. As I said just a couple minutes ago.
They run block well, and the Texans are not playing the run the way they have the last couple
of years. Michelle is getting 4.5 yards a carry against them. So
it's not the same run defense.
I think I'd play Lindsey with confidence there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about confidence, but that's what I'd do.
774. This is obviously in Patriots land. Mahomes over Brady. I think you can feel good about that. Although, look, as you just said, like they might spread it out. I mean, but I wouldn't underestimate, you know, Tommy Boy. But I think you got to play Mahomes there, man.
Can Brady throw 2 60-yard touchdowns tonight? Mahomes can.
Yes. Yeah, that's the break.
We can sit there and debate what are the odds that one guy might be higher than the other, but you also have to factor in the upside.
Yeah.
What's Brady's ceiling this week? Can he score 30 points?
I don't think so.
Okay, because Mahomes can score 40.
Yeah.
But that's an important part of your decision because you need to think what are all the possible outcomes here because Mahomes has some outcomes that could win you the game.
Yep.
That's a nice thing to have in your, you know, as a possibility.
The last two games against the Chiefs, the Patriots did exactly what they wanted to do. They had the possession of the football for most of the game. They had a lead in both of those games, but guess what? They both came down to shootouts where Mahomes just woke up, hit a couple of big plays with Hill and Kelsey and the whole ensemble of people they have. It's going to be tough to you know not let a big player or two slip through.
Yeah, and I mean at the end of that game, both of the defenses were completely gassed. Like, I mean, the possessions equal scores.
Yeah.
At the end of that football game, it was crazy.
Well, the Pats got the coin flip.
Coin flip sort of decided.
No question.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's like people complaining to me about not making the playoffs this week, and I'm like, hey, I hear you, but this ain't beanbag.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
And by the way, people complaining that they don't get to trade during the playoffs when they've already been eliminated.
No, stop it.
Look. I mean, in dynasty leagues, you know, I pay my money. Why can't I trade? Look, you know what? You got knocked out.
You blew it.
You're out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, look, people get knocked out. They're still good players. You know, sometimes it's bad luck. But when you're out, like, your job is to now participate in the league. Cheer on the people that are still alive. You know, it's like, it's not about you now.
Yep.
It's about the people who have achieved.
Yep. And just for a brief moment.
And you and I know both sides. I mean, I've got leagues where I'm playing and I've got leagues where I'm not.
Absolutely.
You know, you need to play the role that you've put yourself in. It's, you know. But, I mean, like, this idea that on the eve of a bowl game, you're trading your best player to one of the teams, that's nuts.
Yeah, no, that's silly.
I mean, imagine the tilt that would cause if you're the opposing team. That's crazy.
I'm with you. All right, and we are also out for a little bit. We're going to break. We're going to come back. We're going to lightning round these texts. Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's New England's ultimate fantasy football experience. The Fantasy Football Hour on Sports Radio WEEI.
Pete, you know your buddy, right? How happy am I? Amen. Well done. Can't give me enough Paul Stanley, baby. All right. Sports Radio WEEI Fantasy Football Hour.
Come on, people.
Let's go, people. All right. Look at it's week 14. We're going to rifle through some texts. Thank you to the listeners who got a million in. We're going to do our best here, okay?
Hey, real quick, anybody who sent me a question on Twitter, for some reason, my mentions are just buried right now because I got a couple retweets by some big dogs. So if I missed a question, it's believe me, it's okay to resubmit it.
Yep.
It's totally cool.
Anything we miss, hit at Rotobon or at WEI Hacksaw on Twitter. We'll do our best.
Let's if I don't get back to you, say, within 15 minutes of the end of the show, send it again.
All right. Let's hit it.
Sorry about that.
508 PPR format, Miles Sanders or Devin Singletary? I'm going Sanders, baby. I like how it's teeing up for him.
I'm going to go Sanders, but it's close.
Okay. 617, Standard. This guy has basically the same person. Standard scoring, Terry McLaurin or Curtis Samuel? Oof.
Ooh, boy, that is tough.
I'm going Samuel.
I'm going to go Samuel, too, just because I think he's got a little bit more floor.
Yeah.
Because I think his offense works, and we don't know that Washington will. But if you feel like... Actually, you know what? Samuel's got ceiling, too. I would play Samuel.
Yeah, I'm going with Samuel.
Yeah, they both have ceiling. I think Samuel has more floor.
617's got a good problem. Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones? I like Aaron Jones.
Mixon, yeah. Aaron Jones. I like Aaron Jones, but I like both a lot. Just whoever sent that text, look at your flex. Mixon may be good in your flex.
Yeah, if you can get him in, get him in. Let's see here. 508 and a half point PPR, Rashad Penny or the oft-mentioned Bilal Powell?
I'm sorry, did you say PPR?
Half PPR.
Half PPR.
I think I'm leaning Powell there.
It's very close.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Powell because of the matchup, but you know, I think Penny is actually a little safer, but I think Powell, because if the Jets actually make Powell the lead back, he'll outscore Penny.
Yep.
But you know, I think there is a Ty Montgomery factor that some people are sort of whistling past the graveyard on. You know what I mean?
Well,
so there is a factor with Montgomery. I don't think it's right to just ignore it completely. I think Powell's the better play.
I think you hit it right. Powell's got a Ty Montgomery factor, but Penny's got a Chris Carson factor. I'll take
Powell. To me, it's the matchup. Yeah. I know, but we don't know the Jets are going to run. We know Seattle's going to run.
No question.
So I would play Powell because I think you've got it. Look, if they lean to Powell, if he gets 15 and Montgomery gets 5, you win.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I would go Powell, but it's going to be a little bit sweaty.
603 in a PPR format, Marlon Mack, who's playing today, or Jalen Samuels?
Oh, gosh.
You got to play Mack there. Yeah, Samuels isn't what we thought he was in that offense.
I love Samuels, but they're playing
Benny Snell.
Yeah, well, I think maybe Samuels isn't as good as we thought. I personally think he is. I think Benny Snell's a lot better than people gave him credit for.
I think that's right. Yeah, people are low on him.
Benny Snell is a good early down runner. He's good. People want to say he's slow. They don't like, you know, he's not an exciting player. He's just good. Sometimes, like, you want guys to put on a highlight reel. That's not Benny Snell.
Yeah.
He just knocks people over.
Yeah. LeGarrette Blount.
He's actually very blunty, now that you mention it.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. 857. He says, come on, pick two. Curtis Samuel, A. Brown. That must be A.J. Brown. It's not Antonio Brown. A.J. Brown.
Don't play Antonio Brown.
Don't play him. Or Sanders. So if this is a receiver question, it's pick two, Samuels, A.J. Brown, and Debo Sanders. It could be Manny, though. I don't know.
He didn't
clarify.
Debo is a Samuel.
This guy's
Manny is a Sanders.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. First of all three of those guys are
good.
Are in the 30s, wide receiver threes. Yep. I would trust your gut. Jimmy, give them to me one more time, and I just want to...
Curtis Samuel,
right?
A.J. Brown,
right?
Manny Sanders.
I would play the first and the last. I would not play A.J. Brown just because he's playing hurt and that thing could pull up on him. I'd play the two healthy guys.
There you go. That's good advice. And I got myself all twisted up with the Samuels. The Sanders. So just don't listen to me on that one.
Well, look, sometimes these questions, it's like, dude, there's three guys in the NFL with that last name. Come on,
also,
help me out a
if
little.
You guys also, if you saw how many texts
should you play Wilson or Johnson? Dude.
Or Brown. Let's see. 603, Devontae Freeman or Kareem Hunt?
I'd play Devontae Freeman.
I think so.
Man, I can't stand Devontae Freeman.
Look, he's let you down this year, but he's got a decent shot this week, I think.
The matchup is Carolina just can't stop the run.
Yep.
If Jim Hackett were starting in the backfield, I'd be like, look, you got to give Hackett
Fire
some credit
Hackett.
Here, folks.
Yeah.
You got to play him.
I can get you 1.9. I'm convinced I can get 1.9. 508, David Njoku, who's returning for the Browns.
Yep.
Or
great play next week.
Yeah, or Ryan Griffin. Against the Jets against the Dolphins.
Here's the thing. Both of those are 1 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure Griffin's active because he's been sick.
Yep.
And the Jets have had people out with the flu this week. As long as Griffin's starting, I'd play Griffin.
Me too. Yep, with you there. And that's PPR format. Odd man out, standard scoring. Robert Woods, Deebo Samuels, Devontae Parker. Oh, you got to play Parker.
I would knock out Deebo.
I would knock out Deebo, too. Play Woods and Parker there.
Yep.
Looked at that one already. PPR. Yeah. I am, too. Green Bay. Yeah, and I like their matchup a little bit better, too. And let's see. Couple defense questions. The Browns D or the Jets D? Browns going against the Bungles. Jets going against the Dolphins.
I think the Jets have more ceiling.
And the Browns
If you want to go for it, you play the Jets. If you want to play it safe, you probably play the Browns.
All right. And I saw one more here that interested me. Freeman or Lindsay?
Wow. Do they give PPR or non?
I don't. I'll keep my eye on
the screen. If it's PPR, I'd go Freeman. If it's non-PPR, I'd go Lindsay.
All right. If we missed you, get me at WEI Hacksaw. Get Pete at Rotobon. And if you missed any of today's show, remember, you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the rewind feature. All you got to do is text app to 37937 to download. Standard message and data rates may apply. Week 14. Good luck, everybody. Hart and Mark coming up, or Mark and Hart coming up. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.